Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
All right, 657 Medium Wave Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. I'm trying to connect with Apostle Phumlamfene there, and somehow I seem to have succeeded. Apostle, sorry about that. The lines just died this side. I don't know what happened, but let me bring this to you. We are experiencing much of the time a lot of corruption. And let me read this verse again. Proverbs 21 verses 6, it says, getting treasures by a lying tongue is the fleeting is the fleeting fantasy of those who seek death. And we see that quite much of the time. With the guests who have spoken, one can actually tell. What comes to mind?
Ke rata mantsa bolelang ke Paul, you know, ore unthutile to be content, you know, in the book of Philippians, the word of the Lord says, I've learned to be content in lack, even in plenty. The problem is that when we are not able to be content, so we are more than what we have. And then when you want more than enough, you'll always try and make, you know, means for really more than enough, and you will do it at any cost, by hook or by hook. And, you know, in fact, as I was listening, I'm reminded of a scripture that says, especially for us as leaders, says something, the just shall live by faith. So, and then it's like, what happened to those scriptures? You know, like some applies to this one of being content. So if you're not able to be content, Moruti number two, if the scriptures tell us that the just shall live by faith, so we don't exercise faith to live by faith, we manipulate people as if though give one another rebuilding. So, you know, somebody said something very sad. I went to this particular church because COVID-19, YouTube the service is starting, and Barat Taylor is teaching some routine. Have a feature of Ashat, Kedi Banka, the Vaisako Pillow. So this woman, no, Naki Muruti. But the reason why they were ushered into the front is because they Baba Wayne have again. They checked at the shoes, they checked at the bag, they checked at the clothes, and they already calculated that they can get something out of it. So, meaning if the leader has trained ushers, or even at the gate, you can still access people that can benefit us. So unfortunately, the church is not about, is no longer so much about what we can benefit the people of God. It's what we can get out of them, because we are not content, and we are forfeited the just shall live by faith. We are not living by faith, or it is by hook and by crook. So, you know, funny enough, strangely so, a thought hit me. As I was pondering, you know, about the story in Syria, where there was famine, there was just poverty, there was lack, you know, and these two women, Babadumela, no, Fandah, Tamakawahao, now, somebody can say, no, not in our day and age. Listen, this is exactly happening under our nose. You might not be eating somebody's child, but the kind of things that we are saying, the equivalent to that abomination. So meaning, we know, Muruti, the principle, regardless of the fact that whether you are a child of God in business, whether you are a leader in a church, but the fact of the matter is that we don't observe biblical principle, because are content. And very clear. The root of all evil in any sector is the love of money. But going back to the story, I've learned, because remember, all I have learned. So meaning it is a process.
Yeah.
It didn't just happen automatically, or I told her, I'll content. It's a process. You know, he had to fight, he had to struggle, he had to subdue certain desires that wanted to rise up, and he had to fight with the devil on Nansamu Chakelele. I mean, remember, this man was a missionary, and the Kereke saving they were doing better than others.
Yeah.
That is why my God shall supply in the book of Philippians all my needs according to his riches in glory, because these people were givers. He could have manipulated them for his good, but he chose to be a tent maker, because this man of God learned the secret of being content. It is a journey, and if you're not willing to embark on that journey, in the book of Luke, chapter 11, verse 3, earrings, give us this day our daily bread.
Yes.
Arisali mojo, arisali daily bread, arisali daily bread. And then hailing the daily bread, it will be the abola, because we are hoarders. So we are keeping so much for ourselves that we are not even able to allow our people next to us to be blessed by what we have. People are at the gates, like the man who was crippled at the gate. The Bible says it was a beautiful gate. And the people were entering there, and I want to safely assume that some of the people that were entering the temple, they were very rich, super rich, but they still left a beggar by the gate.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what we are still doing, because we are really holders, really greedy. So as really greedy, greedy arena has turned us to be holders. You know, a holder doesn't let go.
They don't
so what we have kept for ourselves, you know, we put on, no, as long as I have enough. So even like outside, no, say shepherd, but I know I've kept so much from the people that I was supposed to be a blessing to them. I have ripped them off. Because they are not reading the word for themselves. They allow themselves to be manipulated and be controlled. And I'm still going to say it, Muruti. The principles are applicable, whether you are in the business sector, whether you are in media, whether you are in the church. As long as you're a child of God, you'll be talking a different story. If you're not a child of God, because, I mean, truly, then you cannot be
absolutely.
You know it. Even if you can have a knowledge of it, it will be distorted.
Yeah, I hear you quite well. Apostle, you know, I will come back to you because we don't have internet, so I'm using my own phone to connect to our guests. And then until this is sorted out, is it fine with you?
Yeah, no, it's okay, Muruti.
All right. Okay, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. What are the implications of this very issue? What are the implications of this very issue? We need to hear from you as to what you make of them. Much of the times we have come to realize that there's quite a lot of financial sins that are happening. Now, when people start businesses and they start to run businesses, they run them in the premise of the foundations of financial sins, and that in itself is one of the things that really is giving problems. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say. And of course, also, we need to hear from you as to how have you gone on to actually see financial sins even amongst us. I'm talking to Landu Tata, I'm talking to Umfundisi Makamu, I'm also talking to the Apostle Phumla Mfene. Give us a shout there. And send us your voice notes. And I am not against the voice notes where people are singing and then they send voice notes and stuff. No, I'm not against that. I'm not against that at all. And if you send voice notes, we want to talk about financial sins in the church. Financial sins in the runnings of business by those who are called believers. We need to look into that. We need to know and understand that because much of the times we tend to see those things really coming across, and we need to look into these things as to what these are already all about. Now, Rachel sent a message earlier on Rachel says, Kingdom greetings, Pastor Ray. May God's favor rest in abundance over you and your entire family in Jesus' name. You motivate so many of us. We really appreciate your encouraging topics. And we say, may the Father be glorified. Okay. The anonymous caller here says, Dumela ntate, don't call my name. I want to tell something amazing. All right. Go for it. And let's listen to what this person is saying after this.
Download our app now and listen to us wherever you go. Available in the App Store and Play Store.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours. 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Become active, active in faith. 657 AM.
All right, Pastor Kelemametsi Katsebepedi, my church is splitting into two because of Baruti Babatla Horekelwa Dikoloi. Re etse le medical aid. Huh? Every month we pay all the services for him. If you say something or complain, you are fired in the church. Thank you. Hey, Bala. Hey, Bata Hukoba. Hey, Bala. Bata Hukoba straight. This is quite sad. We see those kinds of things really coming across. Now, let me speak to Landutato about this. And let's see if we can get her, Landutato. And you can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. I'm keen to hear from you. And you can also drop us a voice note, 082-657-2729. Godfrey, send us also your WhatsApps, voice notes there, and tell us about the things that you think are happening and going on amongst those who purport to be believers and stuff. Okay, I'm trying to connect to Landutato. It tells me that the number you've dialed is not available. What? Yeah. No, it's not my problem here alone. All right, let's do a bit of this.
Come live the life at 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love. On 657 AM.
I'm trying to connect with Landutato. She's sending me a message. Am I connected? It's just confusing. All this thing you hear, it's Landutato. Nevertheless, hey, Makamu.
Mfundisi.
Hey, Baba. Ziyabuya. 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 Ay, Ziyabuya. Now, I'm looking at this one, Jeremiah. In the word of Jeremiah 17:11 says, as a partridge that broods but does not hatch, so is he who gets riches, but not by right. He gets riches, but not in a right way. He says, it will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end, he will be a fool. This thing will just make them fools, or even kill them. The one that I read for the apostle earlier on, that it will even kill them. What say you, Mruti? Financial things.
Yeah, Mruti. I'm a financial sales route. I sense a good dinner. She figures see my pocket to Quebanja, Sukuluma manga, Gurungul. Sukuluma manga, Gurungul to the extent of Gutina, a bany, spaces into Ezingeco scriptural. Name, I'm going to interfere dinner, six for number finances. One, a friend of mine once told me, "Gutina, we have one man that the ring for selling of Nakuyans, if one of good tanga is finisher edge. What's the kanja? Ugutina Bazo Nikala Kanga Kana. So, in other words, when you go there, you are going to make a matrix, a bantu Bazo Nikala, Imale, izwe lingana ukuthi na ikhipha isenisha entsha.
Mm.
You understand?
Mm.
We have to remember Proverbs chapter 10 verse 22. The Bible says ukuthi na the blessings of the Lord make somebody rich and akuna ma side effects.
Mm.
No sorrow in it.
Mm.
Akuna muntu ukhalayo around. But wena waba rich, richer, but kuna bantu bakhalayo la esethini lakho la.
Mm.
Is that a blessing? Ama financial sins mruthi asenze sihamba siyoboleka imoto.
Eish.
Sifike sime ebandleni. Sithi God has blessed me with this car.
Mm.
And this car I must pay for 5 years. It's not a blessing, it's a square to this. This is not a blessing, it's a square we are
talking about.
The blessings of the Lord does not add sorrow to your life. But the lay is a kwenza kutu uma ubona u 011 unga saiba bifoni. Ah, it's not a blessing.
Ziyabuye.
Yini mkhuba le nto lela uhamba ngayo.
Unika umntana akhi phone ukuthi abatshele ukuthi awukho. Papa arikilijwe tshora hateng.
Eh, uyagula ubaba usezibedlela.
Yeah, bathi ukutshele nina khona manje nangu uthi ngintshele ukuthi usezibedlela.
Ubaba uthi akekho. You see? It's not a blessing. You understand? Ama financial sins muruthe swenzayo. Ebandleni. Ayenza ukuthi na singalali. Singalali. Sicabanga into yokuthi kungathi ngingalala ngidlile. Uthi uJesu uma akukhuluma. Uthi why do you worry? Matthew chapter 6. Why do you worry? Ukuthi ngizodlani ngizolala kuphi?
Yeah.
Buka inyoni. Azisebenzi. Uma sekaqeda athi na seek ye first the kingdom and all his righteousness. Angakhuluma about its righteousness, his righteousness.
Yeah.
You don't seek its righteousness, you seek his righteousness. Ukulunga kwakhe yena uNkulunkulu.
Yeah.
Then lezi zinto zizolandela wena. While you focus ekulandeleleni kwezinto, uzodlisa abantu iinyoka. Uzodlisa abantu ama-poison. Uzodlisa abantu izinto kongamelanga bazidle. In audio, you know, uzoprofeta ibhono.
Hey, madodoti.
Ukuthi la ngibona abantu, umuntu uphethe ibhono, bonke abantu baphethe ibhono. La kunomuntu ophethe umhlana, bonke abantu baphethe umhlana, age le yethu yabo 50 something bela, so iqala iphathwa umhlana.
Yeah.
You understand? Because yonke lento ufuna credibility. Ray, have we spoken before as I'm prophesying? You are trying to convince people not why, whereas the true prophecy is to convict. Not to convince.
Yeah.
We understand?
Yes.
But because I'm trying to convince, have you ever spoken, have you ever met me before?
Yes.
No. You understand? I'm not convinced about it. I'm a prophet. Kuna bantu ekuthi uma kumele bakhuluma nami umakamu. Sibakhomba inamba yescreen kwe TV. Yeah, Capitec. Or a Standard Bank or SNB. If you want to talk to me direct, that of fucker is something that I call my account, then you send me something, then you can kuluma nam. Did Jesus do that?
I hear you.
But if Utinangin makes a free then to the Nani listen freely. Unkulunkulu akahluleki ukungiphakela.
Yes, absolutely.
Unkulunkulu akahluleki. If God was
able kuthi anikeze uElijah ehlane amthumela amaraveni ziningi izinto esizifuyile lana mana nama big bull labazayo sibulala uNkulunkulu akawanikeza ukudla lethe ukudla ama big bull la why manje kumele inyo trick abantu by the word of God utum pastor Paulo ezintsukwini zokugcina abantu will be going teaching the word for the sake of their stomach and lentelela bazongenela abafazi abavulnerable abantu bashiyelwe imali ngamadada wabo at the end la imali le lapho ihambe iyophelela kumfundisi angazi ama-advise ukuthi imali yabantwana ikhona yini ubheke isikhwama sakhe whereas if you are a good leader advise lo muntu ukuthi imali makayinvest for abantwana
yeah I hear you
akudingeka ama-trick mfundisi akudingeka ama-trick in order for me to have food akudingeki yonke lento le lapho into engiyidinga is to speak the word uma abantu izwi balithola
absolutely
lihlala then ke very simple abantu bazoyikhipha bakunkulunkulu azobathinta bakunikelela ungazange ushaye ama-tricks ebantwini and mfundisi senza izinto ezifani kakhulu emabandleni abantu abasamfuna uNkulunkulu that is why abantu umtshela ngunkulunkulu athi ya ngiyafuna ukuze sontweni lakho ngifuna ukuba i-chief of ma-finances wayagijimela kuma-finances
wayagijimela lapho ya
wayagijimela lapho wonke lama into enyana sizenza yenzayo lezi la uNkulunkulu knows ukuthi nasi after something ayengokuthi ngempela umfundisi
ya ngiyakuzwa
Anke ngutshela ukunye ngikukhumbuza into enke engayenza nawe Mruthi. Do you remember sionikela ama-certificate ePhumula 2018?
Yeah.
ePhumula. That day after teaching for 3 months is in the Bible League. Uma ngifika endlini kwangena nesenti yokudla. But I was happy ukuthi na ngiyezile lento lela. Ngiyenzile lento lela ngiyenzile into kaNkulunkulu ngiyenze but I knew ukuthi angina nemali yokudla
sure
but I went there ngayofundisa izinto zeBible League uma ngaba likhona imandla enkinga icela even 1 cent or a 10 cent makanye expose athi ngimi lokho wancela imali esontweni
yeah ngiyakuzwa Mruthi ibambe lapho and let us take Thato Landu Muruti ngizobuya futhi kuwe angithi
Amen.
Thank you. Now I am looking into Jeremiah 22 verse 13. It says, "Woe to him who builds his house by unrighteousness and his chambers by injustice, who uses his neighbor's service without wages and gives him nothing for his work. So much exploitation that we see. All this is because of financial sins." And what comes to mind? Thato Landu.
Sure, Muruti. I see we are having a signal problem, but...
But you can hear me now, okay?
Yes, I can hear you
go
now.
Go for it then.
Yes. Now, Muruti, I'm worried about to end their eagerness to... To be rich. I'm worried about their eagerness to be rich, and I'm also worried about Batho that goes to church to find God. People have situations that have pushed them to say, you know what, I trust that God can heal me through church. I want to take my life back to Christ. it's heartbreaking that we are having this conversation right now, and I believe that somewhere there could be someone who's just so broken and who's yearning for the presence of God so much, who's yearning to hear the voice of God. And we are amidst all these contradictions when it comes to leadership, failing to handling money, you know, failing to respect people, failing to take up integrity, to run a church, you know. And most importantly, I want to really encourage everyone that is listening to the show today, whether young people, but mostly I've seen that the victims to these gruesome crimes, rather, ke batho ba bomme. If something is short, they will say, me mang mang will do it, you know. Ha munelo o shota, no, I will call me mang mang
to do it.
Add on this, you know. But babo me, I think Kikile, one of the speakers, abua about scripture, and the scripture was saying that you devour houses of widows. And I believe this. These are real situations, Tabatu. These are real situations where a mother has three kids and is tending to all these kids by herself, and she takes the kids to church, and this happens, you know. I'm urging women, I'm urging each and every person to actually take it upon themselves to learn about financial literacy. There is a reason why even in the Bible there are scriptures that informs us about money. There are scriptures that are probing us to learn. There are scriptures that are probing us to be accountable. There is a reason why we have that. And if you're not going to explore avenues where Luena, as a person, you can have strong financial skills, you're going to be victim to a lot of lies. I believe that it's not the end of it. There are more that are coming, you know. You open the internet, you search for something, and I'm telling you, the results that you're going to find about the misuse of money, about corruption, about the deceit, you can see that people come and need to have lost conscience when coming to affairs, you know. You will hear pastors in the corners and they will say, but then chelete ki chelete, ka fela re tlhoka chelete, you know. Competing for lifestyles, competing. I've seen those pressures amongst young pastors as well. I've seen that those pressures. I've been to exposed to some of them, and I hear when they speak that there is this volatile pressure to say, Muruti Mang Mang has been able to build in a period of 3 months. Let us also ask Bazalani to raise money. This ask Bazalani to raise money, it's now going to the public to say, riffing 300 every month, riffing this, riffing that, riffing that. But then, as the speaker, one of the speakers said, Ospumla said that if we are not content, if we are still not sure who called us, if we are still not sure about our standing and our personal calling with God, we are going to continue and spread lies about God. But you know what I think I love, Muruti? There's going to be accountability. God is going to hold us accountable for all these things that we are saying to people, for all these monies that we are draining out of people just to please our own personal desires.
Absolutely. Wow, Tato. You've just said a mouthful. And of course, I'll come back to you when we do closings. I'll come back to you. Don't panic. Don't send me many WhatsApps, man. Yo! Ha! I know, man. Yo! Yeah. Okay, when I'll come back to you, all right?
Not a problem.
All right. Okay, this is how it is when you are operating radio manual. It reminds me of those old days when we used to have records here and vinyls.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Remember, I read the story of Onika. Eh? Is it? No. Remember, I read the story of, who is this? Rachel, sorry. I read the story of Rachel. Rachel says, greetings, Pastor Ray. May God's favor rest in abundance over you and your entire family. Now, Rachel, I want to say this to you. May the Father bless you so much, and may He increase you even so much. Thank you for praying for us. We are also praying for you. Rosaline Williams says, hi. Okay. Rosaline, which sister are you talking about? Clive says, good day, Pastor. Please pray for my child, Alexa. She's sick. We pray for Alexa to be healed in the name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Clive, may your child be healed. Right. Godfrey, my friend, says, Proverbs 11:1 says, a false balance is an abomination to the Elohim, but a just weight is his delight. Thank you so much, Godfrey. I really appreciate it. And I said to Godfrey in a WhatsApp, what does it mean to you?
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Good evening, Abu Ray, I heard your call. Now, good evening, your guests and listeners. Financial sin, it's born out of the false premise that the Most High, Unkulunkulu, blessed Abraham, waba rich, with camels, cows. He blessed Job. And then, since then, Abu Solomon were blessed, were rich. So now it goes guti automatically. Now, nangba I believe ngba umzalwane. Expected ukuthi uNkulunkulu angirewarde njengoba rewarde uAbraham ngesilver negold. Njengoba rewarde uJob. Njengoba rewarde uSolomon. Njengoba rewarde uAdam. Isuka lapho imistake ileyo.
So yes,
reward. And then we're forgetting ukuthi the greatest thing esenzile uNkulunkulu is to sin. And then uyashua, he has paid the price. Yeah, yonke le nto le is worth more than that's the gold, the mystery. As pay yona, the greatest reward, richer than anything. Now pete uyashua. But people don't grasp that. Ne? They keep on searching worldly riches. And then any riches as ikhohla ukuthi to live, to breathe. To wake up, it's also a blessing and rich. Kuna abantu abangakhona ukuphila. Aba sesibhedlela abafuna this thing. So we waste time chasing obu rich because his scripture zikhuluma ngama blessing. The word blessing also is also abused and misunderstood, misinterpreted. UNkulunkulu from the start, naqeda ukucreate uAdam noEve, he said he blessed them. The word blessing, may this be a topic in Allah, what is to bless? And the blessing according to scripture, when you grow up, ube na bantwana, ube na bazukulu, I blessing leyo, I rich, the greatest, highest form, ayiko enye. So, we equate, ukuthi nangonkulunkulu mele ngibe ne deal. Nangena nje after 2 weeks, mele ngizibone sengikhwela i-Mercedes, ngikhwela i-BMW, ngihlala kwi-estate. Yiyo into elimaza aba-believers.
I hear you quite well. Thank you so much Thank you so much. I mean, look, man, these things are really happening. We see quite a lot of these things. I'd like also to listen to Felix. I don't know where I put Felix, man. Felix, where are you? There he is. Just after this, we listen to Felix.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
Omre.
Hey, Tata.
Katumfundisi.
Tata.
Kufuneka abantu bayazi ukuthi izinto ezibhaliwe encwadini. Yabona zonke into ezenzekayo tata zibhaliwe. Xa ungafunda apha kuTimothy, into ezifuna ngabantu ngoku bacima ukuthi abantu ababoni. UPaulu utshilo, uPaulus uthe izawuthi belahleka babe belahlekisa. Yabona athi ngoku afundisi, athi yena elahleka umfundisi lo abe naye elahlekisa naye futhi. Ngoba ngoku zonke izinto zibhaliwe, ziza kwenzeka zibhaliwe. Ngoku kunoyolo umuntu othi azibone izinto ezi, alumi kangabi phakathi kwazo, angabi ngumenzi wazo naye. Ngoba uTimothy uthi abantu ekuhambeni kwexesha bazozithanda, bazoba nekratshi. Yabona? Bazothanda imali yabantu. Abantu baba bafumana i-blessing ezicawe ziyablesa, abafundisi nothi icawa, kwabafundisi abantu babhlesa abantu. Icawa inangxaki. Umfundisi athi nefuna ukukhuphe 2,000, uNkulunkulu uza kublesa kangaka. Ukhuphe 5,000, uNkulunkulu uza kublesa kangaka. Abantu abasayithathi indaba yokuthi i-blessings, insikelelo zivela kuThixo. Bazithatha ukuthi zivele ebafundisini. And ngoku thina abantu sithatha ukuthi umfundisi ungcwele. Undirepresenta ngoba yena engcwele, mna ndingcwelanga, mna ndimdaka, yabona. Abanye abafundisi khona ngokuthi bafake iring apha iminweni apha. Kune-ring, le-ring le ineento ezinobusathanism, umoya omdaka, akubeka izandla, akuthandazele, akudodobalise, ube sisidodo, uyohamba uyoboleka imali ebhankini, ukhupha imali zakho. Kukho abantu tata bathathe nepensheni yakhe, ithathe ipensheni, camanga ipensheni, usebenze 30 years ekhampanini, thathe yonke loo provident fund yakho leyo yoyinika umfundisi, umfundisi athathe loo mali yonke kwenza iinto zakhe. Abantu abafuni umamela uThixo, bafuna umamela abafundisi. And abantu ngoku abasathandazi ukuthi bafeyiva uNkulunkulu or bakholwa kuNkulunkulu, bafeyiva abafundisi. And abafundisi ngoku babatyisa ingca, abanye babatyisa iinyoka, abanye babaselisa ipetroli. Abantu kabona uzifundile iBhayibhile, bafunde iBhayibhile. Andithi bangafundiswa ngabafundisi, mabafunde iBhayibhile. Masifundeni iBhayibhile sikwazi uyiyazi iBhayibhile ukuthi ithini iBhayibhile ngezinto ezenzeka yizo. Akukho ukuthi umntu angandiblesa ingumntu ohamba namba emhlabeni andicele ukuthi ufuneka ndikhuphe 10,000 ndizoba nendlu, ndizoba nemoto. Sijonge izinto ezibambe kangezandla. UNkulunkulu uthi ufuneka sikholwe singabonanga. Yabona mre, ngoku abantu bafuna abafundisi abavuselelayo. Avuseleleke naye lo muntu akavuselelwa naye avuseleleke umre. Ndanku mre, bye mre.
Hey, ngiyabonga kakhulu man Felix. Enkosi tata man. Ngiyabonga bhuti wami. And of course, look, the internet went away from us since 7 o'clock. It's now back after 48 minutes. So this is a serious fight, man. And our guests are back on. We are going to continue next week. We are going to talk about, because we spoke about financial sins, we are going to speak about employers who are believers, Christian employers, as others would say, and the employees, the relationship. How should the relationship be like? You'd see also financial sins also there. Hey,
uanti lo sebenza lapho kwakho umnika malini?
Ulo kuthi God bless you. Umnika malini? Yes, yeah. I want us to see valeke la. Apostle, let me start with you. Just for tonight, we are closing it. It says, I'm looking at Hosea chapter 12, verse 7. A cunning Canaanite. Deceitful scales are in his hand. He loves to oppress. People who practice financial sins, they like to oppress, which means there is a propaganda that they would keep going. Regardless whether they are presidents or what, there is a propaganda that they keep going. And those who see beyond them would find themselves, those who see, through them would find themselves in trouble, kicked out of the church. I mean, listen to this. Let me read the Anonymous said something here. Let me go and where is Anonymous? Okay, let me.
Anonymous said ke le mametse ka tsebe pedi ka tsebe pedi. My church is splitting into two because of baruti ba batla rekola dikoloi. Re etse le medical aid every month. We pay all the service for him. You say something or complain, you are fired in the church. Thank you. Says they said you must choose which side you are taking. Ridutsi harisa kereka. Yeah? Because batho ba batla dikoloi problem me bra batho ba batla di koloi ba batla di gedlela. What say you finally problem
Philippians 2:12-13. Therefore, my beloved, as your will is obeyed, so now, not only as in my presence, but much more in my absence. But for me, what stands out, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you both to will and to work for his good pleasure. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. I want to ask the Holy Spirit to curb all this, you know, mawaza waza, the nonsense that is a hala mokere game. Because remember, when you keep working out your own salvation, you are able to subdue all this appetite that are not good, and financial appetites that are not correct. That will make you hold everything to get anything that you want. You know, somebody said something very powerful, Eric. You know, it depends as to kimang aitwering. So meaning, chelet takes the form of the person aitwering. So meaning, if you have money and you are greedy, money will take that form, your greediness. It will not go, but really in Kata Eric, you know, the Bible says suddenly money then develop wings. Hey, may the Lord do this in this season. More especially for those who are busy, who are oppressing Batu, who are making sure or who are manipulating using the same scripture to take money out of them. And then, like I say, then the money suddenly develop wings and goes up to heaven. You know, rapele such prayers, so money must develop wings,
Ending
in the hands of people. Baba Saitola and Katsela, it's one thing. It's one thing when you know yourself, God has been faithful, and people, you know about Baba, and other people who are really grateful. I mean, you minister to them, you pour out your heart to them. You know, it's not a bad thing that they would reciprocate. You know, but now going beyond that, where you feel like by hook and by crook, you make demands, and if these demands are not met, the cases that are being released, it's a hard thing, Joe. It's a hard thing as a well as a leader. Where is your heart?
Absolutely.
Is it the heart that is after God's heart, or after the money in the people of God?
I hear you quite well. Pastor Makamu, let's wrap it up. Let me give you your minute also. Now, it says in Micah chapter 6:11, shall I count pure those with the wicked scales and with a bag of deceitful ways? Weights? Shall I count them pure? Awaban.
No.
Yeah.
No.
What say you?
Nkulunkulu asala asoba, not as a judge, as himself.
Yes.
But I'm a judge with anokuphuza adakho. But God is always sober. Ngifuna ukucela bonke abazibiza kuthina abapostolo or ababhishopu or abobani abahambe bayobhadala ama 2000 lapha eJohannesburg kwalo mfundisi ubuya Western Africa kuthi azobabeka ezandla ukuthi babahambe babuyele kuye ayobasusa lezo zandla ababeke zona, because bahamba babeka abantu izandla ezingcolile. They must go back and submit, bafundiswe, bakhulwe ekumazeni uNkulunkulu, so that bazokhuluma iqiniso likaNkulunkulu, not imihlolo le bahambayo bayiyeza. Mababukele kuye bayomtshela ukuthi lezi zandla ababeke zona nale oyili abanikeze yona makayithathe, babuye bazisubmit. Because some buses and I'm going to go na go vacation zethu khona la ku Radio Pulpit.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know, last week I cut a bit on Mashadi, but I just want to cut a bit, just also a minute or two into what she said last week on the second portion there. Mashadi.
Jerusalem, Jerusalem, don't get angry at me as I bring Malachi chapter 15 to you. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, don't get mad at me and want to stone me because I'm pulling monies out of your mouth. I'm not doing that. It's the text, precept upon precept, line upon line. Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, do not kill your prophets. Jerusalem, oh Jerusalem, how I wish I could put you under my wings like a mother hen when she covers her chicks. How I wanted to do that, but you're not willing. Oh, I trust the Most High that you'd be willing this time. I trust the Most High that you would not rob anyone. I trust the Most High God that you would not accuse anyone of robbing God from this day forward. I trust the Most High that you would not stone any prophet. I trust the Most High that you would... Bona, it does not matter how many times you try to bind. You'll bind and bind, and there's nothing to bind. There's the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Finish and clear. Malachi chapter 15. Let's go. And I will come near you for judgment. I will be a swift witness against sorcerers, against adulterers, against perjurers, against those who exploit wage earners and widows and orphans, and against those who turn away an alien because they do not fear me, says the Lord of hosts. Against those who exploit wage earners, everyone, most people, and wages. Even those who have land, they are not of any tribe of the 11 tribes, I beg your pardon. They are not the Simeonites, the Reubenites, the Gadites, the Asherites, the Josephites, the Benjaminites. They are none of that. They are the new seed, an incorruptible seed. An incorruptible seed. Now, we cannot exploit those who earn wages, including widows and orphans. Why do we do that? By focusing on verse 9, that people are, verse 8, that people are robbing God, and verse 9, that you are cursed with a curse. Now let's go to Numbers chapter 18. You'll see a clear conflict of interest.
Now I want to cut it there because we'll take it there. Because next week we are taking it to another aspect where we look into employers and employees, and these in the household of the Most High. Landutato, your final words, you get your minute also. What say you there?
Muruti, nakiri batho ba tsamaya ba ile ithuta, ba ithuta ka go handle ditšhelete tsa bone, ba ithute ba nne aware. Awareness is very important. There must be signs that this one is not a servant of God. We must be said as Christians to say, nah, I am not going to associate myself because God has rather directed me to such and such a church for Hilo fellowship or there. That way, you are able to go back to God and say, God, you directed me here. You know, God, I fellowship, I carried Kosikolintelahako, and I'm here and I'm in need of your guidance.
How
are we going to ever navigate our journey as Christians if we don't listen to God? God, that is the author and the finisher of our salvation. How absolutely are we going to do that?
Absolutely. Thank you so much to all of you. Thank you to Mashadi. Thank you so much to the Apostle Phumla Mfene, Exe Braya Kaketona.
Thank you, Mugiti.
Blessings to you. And of course, thank you so much, Mfundisi Makamu.
Inkomo, let us not shame the gospel.
Absolutely. And let me read a bit what Godfrey had said. Godfrey quotes Timothy, 1 Timothy 6, verse 5, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds and disputing of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. And it says, from such people, withdraw thyself. And quotes again, 2 Thessalonians 10, verses 2 Thessalonians 2, verses 10 to 12. And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they perceived not the love of the truth, that they may be saved. And for this cause, the Elohim shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie, and that they might be damned who believed not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. To our guest, thank you so much. The internet really played us. Next time, good night to all of you. Thank you, Landu Tato.
Thank you so much for having us over here. We really hope that the listeners, Honali, a few things that this is obviously not going to be.
Thank you very much. We really appreciate. Thank you so much. And may the Father be with you. From me, Ray, it's been great. It's been wonderful.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.